This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Couple of things going down today. Georgia Tech basketball. They were up on Duke in the first half. Cooper Flagg, best player in college basketball, gets injured for Duke, leaves the game, but Duke comes back to win 78-70. So Georgia Tech, Mike, out of the ACC tournament, the conference tournament, should we say. Georgia lost, so they are out and waiting to see where they're going to land. Now, for Georgia Tech, they're 17-16 on the year. They didn't have, I don't believe, any hopes unless they made a deep run in this tournament. Right. To go to the NCAA tournament. But Georgia, on the other hand, you keep telling me that even though Mike White's team lost, they seem like they still have a chance to get in.
Now, again, Joe Lunardi is the guy everybody goes to as the bracketologist of bracketologists, and he still has them in the Midwest bracket, Indianapolis, as a 9 seed taking on number 8 seed Memphis. So potentially if the committee looks at that first round exit in the SEC tournament as a bad thing, would they move him up to 10? You know, I mean, I don't. As we said earlier, I mean, if you really wanted to make people get people interested in watching that, you know, the Dayton play-in games, put Georgia in that.
Yeah.
You know, put an SEC team in there like Oklahoma. But anyway, Oklahoma looks like they're in right now. Again, winning another one will certainly be the feather in the cap they need. But you're right, man. It's just you didn't want to go out that way because I think in the minds of Georgia fans, a little nervous. But Mike White certainly sounded confident that he thought they had what it takes. And so Lunardi has him in. But that was not what you needed because, once again, they couldn't hold on to a lead. And they started missing some shots late, had some bad turnovers. And unfortunately, Oklahoma just played out of their mind down the stretch.
They really did. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where it's Boneless Thursday. Buy one, get one boneless wings. Coming up, guys, you'll hear from Kirby Smart. He stopped by the steakhouse along with Rusty Manziel on today and talking about spring football. We'll let you hear what he had to say about his team and where he's at as he continues to get his squad ready for the fall.
When we were in the office today, and man, by the way, thanks to Jimmy John's, they provided us sandwiches today for lunch, and they had the hot subs, man, beef and cheddar type things. I was roast beef. I was chowing down on that bad boy. But thanks to Mike Conti and the crew for feeding the animals today, Carl, in the meeting. But we were watching some of the ACC action, and everybody, as you mentioned earlier, was freaking out when Cooper Flagg goes down, lands funky on his ankle, and it looked like, oh my God, there goes Duke, there goes March Madness, there goes TV ratings. This guy's number one seed. And then they wheel him out in a wheelchair, gets x-rays, and it looks like he's okay. He's able to come back, and he's under his own power. He was able to put his sneaker back on, and he was watching the rest of the game on the bench. But to John Shire, giving updates, Malik Brown also re-injured his shoulder.
Yeah.
So they'll be banged up for the next round in a matchup with North Carolina.
Well, they're saying it doesn't look like he's going to be able to play in the semis, which is the ACC semifinal. Obviously, they're trying to win the conference tournament. But and why would you risk him? I mean, honestly, Duke's going to get in. It's simply about seeding now. Right. Obviously, you want to win the ACC tournament. That's great. But I'm not risking him for a chance to maybe make a run at the national title. So Flagg is a long shot, as they're saying, for the ACC semis. Meanwhile, we've been debating today, and you can join in at 404-726-0929. Are they finally going to draft a dog? And this is no pressure, by the way, from us. Draft the best player that you think fits what we're trying to do. But the fact that every year it seems like there are dogs who do fit that, that have been passed on by our Atlanta Falcons. And yesterday at their pro day, they had a large contingent there in Athens. And so as you send as many people or more people, Mike, than any other NFL team, it makes a lot of folks wonder, okay, so they saw everything they needed to see. Are they going to actually draft a dog?
Well, they let the Falcon fans know that we have left no stone unturned.
That's right.
When it comes to knowing everything you need to know about Georgia. And over the years, we've joked around about, I don't know, just gross indifference to Athens for whatever reason, no matter who the GM was. But yeah, 22 guys there, and they let you know about it. So that's good. Now, are you going to be able to get Jalen Walker? Probably not. Michael Williams, hopefully. Malachi Starks, certainly sounds like it, you know, depending on somebody else maybe moving up for him. Maybe the Dolphins have been mentioned. But you've got a chance to maybe do some things, trade down, something that franchise has, I don't think they've ever done, at least not in my time here in the first round in Atlanta, and then maybe pick up an extra second rounder or a third rounder. Maybe that's in the offing. But I just, man, Michael Williams, to me, I think would certainly get the fan base electrified.
So you can get Jalen Walker if you want to. If you want to move to go get him, you can. I mean, the idea that we're stuck at 15, you're talking about moving back, which, again, may be the best play for this particular situation because you're gaining picks. But if you think, Mike, he's that much of a difference maker, go get him. What's the big deal? We see teams do this all the time.
Right.
And so for us, I know it's been a long time since the move was made to go get Julio Jones, but the fact is if you want to go get a guy, you go get him.
We moved up to get Desmond Trufant.
Absolutely. So I just, you can get any of these guys if you really think that's the case. But again, best case scenario is somebody falls to you exactly where you're sitting. You don't have to give up any additional draft capital, and you draft that guy. But I want to be clear, like, if you think Jalen Walker is that dude, you go make a move and you make a trade, right, and you go get him.
Unfortunately, don't have all the bullets in the gun for this one because we don't have a third, don't have the fifth or the sixth, and how you'd package it, unless you be willing, to your point, to maybe use a future pick. And, you know, Terry's got to put all the chips in right now because he's trying to hold on to his gig. They got to go to the playoffs this year. We got to win, more than 10 games, or win enough games to be in the playoffs, period, if not win the division. I'm down with that. You know, the year that we went and got Julio, and Julio certainly got us, a couple of minutes away from winning the Super Bowl. But we also struggled offensively in the trenches. And that really did hurt us not having those picks that we lost the following year. But in the final analysis, Julio is one of the greatest Falcons ever dressed out and did everything nearly to get you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, you just hope that a guy pans out over the decade that you hopefully have him. And Julio did that. I think for Jalen Walker, Mike, what you need is a team that wants to move where we currently are, which means a team that's early in this draft to move back some. You swap picks, and you give up some futures, and you keep it moving. I like this is not going to be some kind of monetary transaction. You're simply giving up draft capital and switching picks with the team that may be interested in moving back to where you are. Everybody has their reasons, guys, as to why, whether there's a player they feel like they can get where we're at, and they don't need to pick him at 8 or 7 or 9 or 10. So, you just don't know, and that's why when we get closer to the draft, we'll start to see, or at least get a feel for some team's intentions on what we're hearing.
And the other thing today that happened is a guy that I've been talking about, and Carl always jokes around, I love Storm Norton because it's good to have depth, and going back for a couple of years, we've not always had great depth. I think one thing that Terry Fontenot has always had is good depth in offensive line. So we signed Storm Norton for a 2-year deal. He was good backing up and filling in,
yep,
right, for Caleb McGarry. Yep. Meanwhile, Ryan Neusel, he is he's been tendered. No, I haven't heard anything, Chris, about any team offering Ryan Neusel anything. So basically, the Falcons would have first right refusal to keep him. A lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line today, Carl, because former Georgia Bulldog, undrafted free agent, this one drove me crazy, that for some reason we missed on.
Really,
now, granted, we did have Alex Mack that following year that he came out, but Andrews, talking about David Andrews, he's been cut from the Patriots. They released their longtime center and captain. He'd missed basically almost the entire season, only played in 4 games. Carl had shoulder surgery, had to shut it down last year. Chris, is he going to retire? What are they saying up in Boston, or is this something we should be doing?
Yeah, this is essentially, it looks like it's about 50-50 right now, whether he's going to keep playing or retire. Spent his entire career in New England, so you got to figure, hey, if there's maybe one spot he'd want to come finish out, why not? Come home.
Yeah, David Andrews is who we're talking about. Very good player.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Team captain, all the things you would want. Except the fact that he's coming off of shoulder surgery.
Right.
At 32 and played limited games for the first time really in his career. He did have to... A situation in 2019, but it had nothing to do with this physical injury. I'm a little hesitant about that. I'm not saying that David won't land somewhere if he wants to play because he was really good.
Right.
But, you know, when you've got Robert Kraft talking about you in a way that he did today and saying, hey, this is a guy that exemplifies anybody that you'd want on your team to try to make a squad, and then you not only make the team, Mike, mm-hmm. but then you're a leader and you're one of these guys that they become to count on, or you become to count on. I think it speaks volumes about the kind of player that David is, but that's my only concern is like the injury and where is he at right now?
That was the year 15 that was so bad at center that we had to go get Alex back and give him the money because God bless Joe Holly, who's a great guy, and then was it James Stone? Remember we had the game where they couldn't get the snap to Matt Ryan?
Terrible.
Literally, they couldn't get the snap to Matt, but that was a year that this guy at Georgia, that's when I used to harp, that's when it all started, Carl, about harping on, why don't we know these guys from Georgia? Because he was you didn't have to draft him. He was an undrafted free agent. You could have brought in. Either way, he's been a legend for the Patriots, and a lot of Falcon fans are saying, let's go get him.
404-726-0929. You guys are more than welcome to chime in. Coming up, Kirby Smart stopped by the steakhouse. We're going to let you hear what he had to say about spring football and what's going on. They also asked him about Pro Day and all the stuff that happened yesterday. It's become, not old hat, but routine for Georgia to have every NFL exec or at least every front office there in Athens on their pro day because they're putting guys in the NFL every single year. But Kirby addresses a lot of different things. It is on the way here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on. 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.